Good morning. This is the Redefined Realty Show. Join us every Saturday at 9 a.m. Get critical market updates, find out where interest rates are heading, and talk to our industry experts about things happening right here in your neighborhood. This show is live, and your phone calls are not just welcomed, but appreciated at 414-799-1130. Before we get started, just a quick message from our sponsor.
Hi, it's John Reeds from Great Midwest Bank. For 78 years, Great Midwest has specialized in locally serviced mortgages. Mortgages are what we do. So whether you're looking to buy, build, or refinance, visit GreatMidwestBank.com to learn more about our great service, great rates, and more. Great Midwest Bank, simply local. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome to News Talk 1130. WISN, the Redefined Realty Show, is on the air with your host, Bob Tarantino. I'm Paul Kronforce. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, Paulie.
Easter weekend. We're live. Happy Easter, by the way.
Yeah, happy Easter. Going egg hunting tomorrow?
Yeah, we are.
Good.
My kids are a little old for that, but we got nieces and nephews coming over, so we're going to be doing some egg hunting.
That's always fun.
We have a busy show today with two guests in studio that we'll introduce in a second. All right, Bob, I'm going to let you talk about today's first hour of the show and what our plans are with guests in studio. This is going to be a fun hour.
Yeah, this is going to be a fun hour. We're going to get Scott to turn on his microphone there so we can talk to him. I don't know, Chris, you got yours on down there?
Oh, yeah.
But we've
got
Scott Lamar from Honest Home Inspections. We've had Scott on many times. How are you, Scott?
Oh, good morning. I'm doing great. Thanks.
Excellent.
Welcome back, Scott.
Thank you very much. Always happy to be here.
Yeah, so we can take home inspection calls today. Everybody's always got questions about experiences that they're either currently having or they've had in the past, or maybe you've got an offer on a house and you're going to be doing that inspection sometime soon. So all of those questions are going to be welcome for Scott today. And in addition to Scott, we've got our second-time guest, Chris Mancuso from Accurate Basement Repairs back with us. Hey, Chris.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
Welcome back, Chris.
Absolutely.
Last time you were on the show, we had a lot of basement and foundation questions. Wasn't it raining that weekend?
Well, it seems like it's been raining almost every weekend now.
It's
that time of the year. Last
spring.
Weekend was a good one last weekend.
And not just the rain, Chris, but now all this frost is thawing out. That's got to go somewhere.
Absolutely. The ground is actually, there's still some frost in the ground for everyone who's wondering if there is. There still is some frost in the ground.
That was my next question. It went pretty deep this year.
It went deep. I mean, we found spots that were over 4 feet in the frost line here in Wisconsin is 4 feet for building code. But for those of you who have some heaving driveways and patios and all that, so hopefully that'll be coming down for you folks a little bit.
We'll open up the phone lines. Questions for Chris and, of course, for Scott Lamar as well from Honest Home Inspections. Chris, let me just ask you this. Accurate Basement Repair, your company, tell us a little bit about it, where you're from, and what you all do.
Well, Accurate Basement Repair, we do foundation restoration and waterproofing, and that's all we do. We don't dabble into remodels. We don't do roofs. We don't do any of that. We do strictly foundation repair and waterproofing.
And that's enough to keep you busy.
That's enough to keep you busy here, especially in southeastern Wisconsin. And we do it, and we do it right, and we do a lot of real estate deals. Because it's hard to sell the house with a bad basement. So,
Bob, it's one of the things you talk about every week, and that is, that's where you go all the time. You look at the basement, you look at the foundation, because most folks now are finishing off that lower level.
Yeah, a lot of people do. And if you have a lower level that's already finished off, it's tough to see the walls because none of us have that x-ray vision that we wish we had. But whenever there are open walls, and in most basements, you're going to have maybe, you know, even a rec room that's been finished off, you're still going to have probably 30 to 40% open wall space. And you can look at the block or you can look at the poured concrete and you can start identifying, you know, hair line cracks or sometimes bigger cracks than that. And the homeowners, not the homeowners, but the buyers, they don't do that. They're down in the basement walking around going, oh, look at the bar. Look at where I can put my big screen TV. And they're having fun.
Until
enjoying.
Scott gets there.
Yeah, right. And then they hire Scott to come in.
And then, yeah.
And part of my job when I'm working with buyers, looking at houses, is while they're having fun looking at all the cool stuff in the basement, I'm looking at the walls and saying, you know, this one looks like it could be a problem here, so let's keep an eye on this and understand when Scott comes in to do that home inspection for you, this is something he's probably going to note. And when he does note it, then we're going to probably want you to talk to Chris, because Chris is going to come in and give you a really accurate analysis of what that basement wall problem might be or might not be.
Absolutely. I caught that accurate basement repair.
See how I threw that in?
That was pretty quick, bud.
That's my one good thing I'm going to say all day. Nice. You're going to get an honest opinion as well.
Very well done. That will lead us to Scott Lamar. Talk about honest home inspections. Just give us a little background, Scott, and then we'll open up phone lines for questions.
Okay. Well, Honest Home Inspections is a multi-inspector firm. We are coming up on 10 years. We're going to be celebrating 10 years this October. We're really excited about it, and we've grown a lot. Basically, because it is Honest Home Inspections, you get an honest, non-biased home inspection. We specialize in mold. We do moisture intrusion. We do mold inspections. We are one of the few we're one of the few inspectors out there that are doing mold inspection without doing the repair. There are many people out there that are doing the inspections, but they're also doing the repair. So when we come in, it's a non-biased third party. I'm going to be real honest with you and tell you, yeah, you need help here, or you can clean this up yourself, and this is how come it's here. Most of our investigation for the mold is source. We need to find out how come, or once you clean it, it's just going to come back.
Think about the opportunity callers have this hour. You can call in, get your questions answered by Scott Lamar from Honest Home Inspections or Chris Mancuso, and he can talk about your foundation. He can talk about basement repair, the water. I mean, what perfect timing, Bob, this is for our two guests. The mechanicals of the house from the foundation on up are so important, and homeowners now can call in. We've got one additional thing. That's Scott's phone.
Hey, the phones are ringing already.
that's a cell phone, not the studio. Scott, you've got something you want to give away today. I'm looking at it in front of me. This is not just like a little pamphlet or a little book. It's a home inspection, I guess you'd call it a guide. It's almost like a catalog. It's huge, or a large magazine, I guess I could call it.
Yeah, well, it's really a maintenance manual. We give that away after you get an inspection, and it's basically how your home works. There's some maintenance tips in there. There's energy tips. It's really, really a good book. We get a lot of compliments on it, so I thought I'd give the general public a chance for we're going to give away five of these today.
The first five callers will get these then. It's huge. I mean, it's got everything in it about your home. Like you said, when you're done, you give this to the homeowner. Something to keep handy, and it covers every aspect of the house, it looks like.
A lot of people say, there is no manual for my house. But, yes, we do give them a manual when we're done with the inspection. Here's how your house works. Here's what you have to do to keep it up.
It's like kids, right, when you have your first baby.
Yeah, there's no manual for kids.
No.
No, that is a great manual. It's an easy read. I mean, so anyone out there looking for something that's a simple read for the homeowner, this manual will really help you folks out.
Well, you'd be surprised, too, as you read through that the manual, little things that you can pick up on that don't really cost a lot of money. Just simple things, you know, making sure that the rain gutter downspouts are extended out far enough, you know, little things like that maybe spend a couple hours, you know, on a Saturday afternoon just, you know, tweaking and changing a few things around the house, save you thousands of dollars in repairs down the road by stopping a problem before it even gets started.
Absolutely.
Downspout extensions are such an issue, especially when we're in the spring weather right now. And everybody asks me, how far should our downspout extensions go out from the house? And I always tell them, if it's in the way when you mow, then it must be out far enough.
Yeah, that's a good way to look at it.
That is a good way to do it. And mine are out far enough then, because they are my way when I cut the grass.
There you go. See, that works.
That does work. And keep the water away from the house. Whatever you have to do, some of those tiles go underground, Scott, as well.
They do, yeah.
Those are always a problem, I hear.
And then they freeze during the winter.
Yeah, clogged with leaves and mice.
First thing I was told when I bought my house in Cedarburg, the lady said, make sure that before winter, before cold weather, that you disconnect, you know, and put on the hoses, the black hoses. So I do, and then, you know, I reconnect in summer. I've been lucky. They've been working good.
You've been doing well, yeah.
You can see where the water shoots out, you know,
sure.
way back in my, you know, back away, there's some pine trees, it's lower land, it's always wet there. But so they're working. As Bob said, you could get some clogging in there. It can freeze.
Oh, they're easy to clog. And I did. We did a remodel this year and did some different things. And I allowed my contractor to put in a I guess it's a U-shape, so that the water comes out through the top of it when there's too much water, but it did freeze this year, so that's coming out.
It did freeze?
It did freeze.
And as Bob said, mice like it because it's warm.
Oh,
mice.
They do, yeah. And they will flush out during the spring.
Oh, they'll flush out fast.
That's a good way to put it. All right, here's the phone number to call. What we're going to do is open up the lines, and you're listening to the Redefined Realty Show. Honest Home Inspection Scott Lamar is here. He's a home inspector, a board-certified master inspector. Certainly can talk about the mold aspect as well. Along with our guest from Accurate Basement Repair, Chris Mancuso, talk to Chris about your foundation, your basement, questions about repair. Last time Chris was on, we had a lot of questions, and this is the time of the year where things are wet, and you might notice problems. The phone number is 799-1130. The Acunet Mortgage toll-free line is 800-838-9476. And Spencer, you need to know this. The first five callers get this guide. Learn how your home works, keep it maintained, save energy. It's huge. It's a nice book, I would say. And Spencer, with the question. Thanks for reminding me. We're not just giving these away free. You got to work for them. Yeah, you got to have a question. And questions are certainly going to be answered in the first hour here in the Redefined Realty Show. So give us a call. We'll give those away. And Spencer's lining up calls right now. Bob, before we start with anything, just a little background on Redefined Realty. Your phone number, your website, your 3.99% commission.
Yeah, that's the big thing that sets us apart from all the traditional companies out there is we've got a lower commission rate, 3.99%, like Paul said. And in today's real estate market, when it's getting busy, I mean, there's so many buyers out there right now and just not enough listings. So that's the low inventory situation that we talk about. Houses are flying off the market. If it's a nice house and it's priced fair, they're selling like crazy. You don't have to pay 6% anymore to sell your house. So you can visit us online at redefinedrealty.com. Click on the green button if you're ready to list your house right away. Take you just 60 seconds to fill out the form, and that'll trigger one of our agents to get in contact with you. If you're kind of thinking down the road a month or two or three out, you know, maybe even next year, you just want to get a market analysis done on your home, kind of get an idea of where you should price it, where you going to think maybe it's going to end up selling for, that'll also trigger one of our agents to come out and see your house. You just click on the yellow button for a free CMA, comparable market analysis. Otherwise, a lot of people still like doing things the old-fashioned way.
Phone.
Pick up the phone and give us a call, 262-732-5800.
Along with Scott Lamar, Chris Mancuso from Accurate Basement Repair, where are you guys located, and do you serve all southeast Wisconsin, Chris?
Absolutely. We're located near the airport, and we go all the way to Kenosha, you know, state line, and then toward Grafton, Cedarburg area, and then west as far as, you know, usually the basements get less intrusive the farther west you go. Once you get past Pewaukee, we actually get much less call volume just because different soil conditions over there.
Well,
but
talk about soil conditions. Predominantly in this area, near Lake Michigan, you know, the Milwaukee metro area, is it clay?
Well, mostly clay, absolutely. And we have pockets that are worse than other areas. For example, if you live in Menominee Falls, that's a buttering of the bread is what we call it. There's a lot of heavy clay soils there. And the real estate professionals are aware of that. Just like here, we're located in New Berlin area at the station here. A lot of basement repair goes on over here. And with the soil conditions, there isn't much that you can do as a homeowner other than keeping the water away from your house like we had talked about earlier. So, again, this is a good time for everyone out there to take a look at, check your grading, your gutters, and your downspouts. And those are the things that can help. Because with those heavy clay soils, people always ask, why did my basement wall move? Why did my basement wall move? When that clay gets wet, it actually expands. And when it dries out, it contracts, Paul. And this past summer where we had some drought conditions earlier, we actually seen houses settling. And we do settlement, too, where we actually lift houses. But there were some conditions where I did not even fix the house, per se. But we had we reintroduced water to the soil. And see, we actually seen some houses come up.
No kidding.
Absolutely.
Wow.
As weird as that seems.
What are red flags at homeowners, besides the obvious? Water's coming into my basement. That's a no-brainer. I see maybe a crack in the wall with water coming in. Other than that, are there other symptoms or red flags that I should notice?
Oh, absolutely. And we call that when the water comes in, that's called the wet sock syndrome, Paul. So, yeah, you don't fix it unless your socket's wet. Yeah, and then no one likes that.
That's a no-brainer. My sock is wet. There's a problem.
And they call up.
Call Chris. Mm-hmm. Any smaller signs?
There are some other signs. And, again, just because you don't have water doesn't mean you have a basement problem. You really want to look at the walls really closely to start looking for cracks, especially off of where the windows are. Where your windows are located are actually weak points in the wall itself, because it was a cutout. There's no block there.
That's right.
And you'll see cracking coming off the edges of the windows or in the corners. Or, you know, a good spot is, too, is where you have an I-beam coming into your wall. And you people out there, you should look at those areas in specific. And those are red flags. If you get to them early enough, it can be more cost-effective, more economical fix.
I know Scott deals with mold a lot. What about dampness? If I'm looking at my basement wall and it appears to be damp, we've all seen that look, that concrete block or poured concrete where it's a little bit darker and it just looks damp. Is that a problem?
Well, it may not be a basement waterproofing problem, but it could be an air management problem in the basement, and Scott can talk more about that. Some of that can be handled just by running a dehumidifier and keeping air movement in the house. And those kind of things will help out a lot. And if you see some conditions like it looks like something fuzzy, that's actually a mineral deposit, and that's called effervescence. It's not harmful. It's actually a mineral deposit. So that's what that white kind of substance is. But
People are worried about that efflorescence. It's not it's a mineral. It really isn't. It's not harmful. There's no health issues to it. So everybody's worried about it. But what it tells me is that's a sign that concrete or brick or whatever it is has had a lot of water in it. And what happens is soil can't, or the water can't dry to the outside. It dries to the inside, so it carries that efflorescence with it into the basement.
You know, when we come back, I know we got a break coming up here pretty soon, but I'd like to ask you guys about painting the interior walls of the basement. I think that'll kind of, you know, play into both what both of you guys do. And a lot of clients that we have, when we go on listing appointments, they always ask us, well, should we paint the basement walls? And I never quite know exactly how to answer the question. In my mind, I always want to say no. Yeah, so I know when we get back from this next break, I'm going to let you guys think about that. We'll talk off the air a little bit.
That's a good topic, Bob.
Many people want to know if they should do that or not.
Well, then, you know, the buyer comes in and sees that it's freshly painted and has questions for you, Bob. Right? They think there's something being covered up.
Well, that's always my first thing.
I actually spoke to the Home Stagers Association about that specific topic.
Hold that thought, because that's a tease. We'll get to that. And, Scott, I have to ask you about sump pumps. This is the time of the year that they need to be working.
They better be working.
They better be working. Yeah,
you're right.
And some basements have multiple sump pumps.
They do, yeah. And sometimes they need multiple sometimes. Sometimes I've been once or twice where I've talked about having, you know, Accurate come in and put in another one just because this one's running constantly and we have signs of water coming in.
We have Inspector Gadget with us today. He's Scott Lamar with Honest Home Inspections. He's a home inspector. You can talk to Scott about numerous issues in your house. Any question from the mechanicals, the furnace, everything that, I mean, your house is just one big system. There's so many components. And Scott, you said homeowners, a lot of them, like they said, it doesn't come with a manual. They don't know much about it in many cases. Some guys do. Some have all the background and they're handy guys. Some don't know much at all. You are offering up a guide today, and it's learn how your home works, keep it maintained. We're giving this away to the first 5 callers. We've got a few people on hold, so if you call in quickly, you'll get this guide. We're giving them the first 5. We'll get this guide. Also, from Accurate Basement Repair, Chris Mancuso is our guest today. Chris can answer all of your questions on basement repair, foundations, you name it. We've got lines open. We're doing the giveaways. It's a busy day. It's the Redefined Realty Show on WISN, and the number is 799-1130. The AccuNet Mortgage toll-free line is 800-838-WISN. We'll be right back.
Like so many of us, if you're craving more real estate knowledge and want to sell your house for the most money, join us every Saturday at 9 a.m. on the Redefined Realty Show right here on News Talk 1130 WISN. Full service MLS, Realtor.com, Zillow, and Trulia at Redefined Realty for only 3.99% at closing. Look for the blue posts in a neighborhood near you. Before we get started, just a quick message from our sponsor.
Since 1961, Carrick Homes has been delivering innovative home designs in unique neighborhoods. Visit CarrickHomes.com. That is KAEREKHomes.com or call 414-321-5300 to see how you can with Carrick.
We are back on WISN Easter weekend with Bob Tarantino. It's the Redefined Realty Show. Our guest today from Accurate Basement Repair, Chris Mancuso, and from Honest Home Inspection, Scott Lamar joins us. What a great chance to get your mechanical type of questions, foundations. All of those questions can be answered. And Scott has offered up for the first five callers this home inspection guide that looks more like a large, thick magazine, like a big People magazine or Time magazine. It might be the best way to describe it, but it's full of great information on your home. Just something nice to have the first five hours.
I tell you, Paul, too, that's the kind of thing. You keep that on the table next to the couch where you watch TV, and when you got that mind-numbing nonsense that's on TV all the time, you grab that book instead and read it for half an hour.
Like the Kardashian reality show?
Yeah, oh, my God.
I can't tell you how sick I am of
Housewives of, you know, wherever.
There's 200 reality shows. Now on cable TV.
Well, they should be watching HGTV instead.
They should.
The Housewives of Cudahy, I think they're coming up.
That'll be a big tune in.
Yeah, I'm a Cudahy fan, so take it easy, everybody.
Hey, one side note before we get to anything else. Speaking of TV shows, I was Do-It-Yourself, the DIY network, has a show called Made in Milwaukee. Have you guys heard about this?
No.
Pretty cool. Just if you want to Google it, they had one season, and it's being canceled, unfortunately, but it's a national show, and it's called Made in Milwaukee. It caught my attention yesterday.
If we're here in Milwaukee and we haven't heard of it, I wonder why it's being canceled.
Nobody's talked about it. Hasn't been around.
It's
a national show, and it's filmed here, and it's pretty cool. It's on the DIY network if you want to look it up. So anyway, that's an aside. Now we go to the phones, and we take your calls. Andrew's in Milwaukee. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you.
You're welcome, Andrew. How can we help you?
I have a recreation room in the basement, and attached to it is a bar for drinks, which is under a concrete porch, a small concrete porch. And I have a leak from that porch into the bar area. What are the things I should look for, or what would you suspect would be the source of the leak?
First off, move the gin and tonic so the water doesn't drip into it.
Yeah. You won't have any more parties there, Andrew. That water, Andrew, is coming from what most of you out there would recognize as a, kind of like a root cellar. Above that is probably your entry stoop.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah, those leak a lot. Most of those, we suggest you just abandon that room. And the reason you do that is it doesn't become cost-effective, Andrew, to actually fix that. You see a lot of those in some of the older homes in Wauwatosa, West Dallas, the near south side. You'll see a lot of those. And what the builder did, again, is he made your basement, and for those of you out there who have similar situations, and they just poured the stoop on top of it, and they went all the way down instead of just putting a four-foot footing. They ran it all the way down and made an extra space in the basement. But now, through the years of salt and snow getting on top of that, Andrew, now it's leaking, and you're best off either just abandon the room, get your stuff out of there, and it doesn't become cost-effective to try to fix something like that.
There are some things you can do. There's one of the things that you might be concerned with is negative grading. You know, make sure your downspout extensions are away from that area. Make sure you got a good positive grade. The dirt should slope away from that. That will help a little bit. Some of the leaking that you may be seeing can be condensation, too, because that stoop is tremendously cold in the wintertime and that basement's warm.
That is true. We
can get
that
a lot of condensation, and I'm in those cold rooms a lot.
Absolutely.
With mold issues.
Is this the type of thing where they could have you guys, one of you guys out to take a look at it, give an opinion on, you know, is it something that can be fixed cost-effectively, or is it better off?
Sure. And generally, like Scott had mentioned, Bob, those items like the grating, Andrew, and the gutters and downspouts, if those are taken away, and a lot of times I assume they are, if you still have that continued leaking, then it's something that becomes a little bit more inhibitive because, again, that water's probably coming from above the stoop area.
Works its way down. You can seal that with an epoxy coating as well.
Yeah.
There are some companies that do that.
Yeah.
These are all Band-Aids for the most part, but it will help you get by.
It'll help you get by, but it's generally pretty hard because that's probably original from day one.
Well, and the thing is, Andrew's got a bar there, so he's actually, you know, you're utilizing that space. You hate to sacrifice it and give up on it. Is your advice to try those things, see if they work?
You can try those things. Are you still using that space, Andrew?
Yes, the recreation room is fine. It's just the bar area under the small porch.
And do you use it on a regular basis?
Not too much.
Okay.
Well, you're in Wisconsin. You have to have a bar in the basement.
That is true. You can't sell a house unless it has a bar
that's
in the
required.
Basement.
What we can do, Andrew, at the end of the segment, before our next break, we'll give out phone numbers for both of our guests. And that's something that you might want to just have looked at or inspected and then go from there. Bob, it also comes back to what you said this so many times on the show. You go to homes and you're amazed at how many times the grade at the outside is just pitched right back into the foundation.
Yeah.
You can even see water pooling sometimes there.
So many times the ground just settles and people over the course of time just don't do anything about it. And sooner or later, yeah, that water starts rolling back towards the foundation and then it starts causing a problem in the basement. And if you do have a rec room down there, you know, next thing you know, your drywall's getting wet, your carpet's getting wet, and you may have a wall problem, then that's expensive. So a little bit of work ahead of time to avoid the problems is the best way to do it.
Andrew, thank you for the phone call. The Redefined Realty Show goes to New Berlin. Nancy, good morning.
Oh, good morning, gentlemen. I was trying to figure out what to do about, again, grading in instances where you really can't grade. I know they like to build up dirt along the house to run the water away from the house, but when the level of the foundation is at the same level as everything else in the yard, what do you do? I've got a little problem with effervescence.
Well, Scott.
Well, we've gotten into this a few times where sometimes they call it either the foundation is too short or the grading is too high, or literally the landscaper has come in after the house has been put in and raised the sidewalks. You get into a very difficult area there. Actually, there is a Wisconsin code that says that you are supposed to have 6 inches between the soil and the siding. So you should see 6 inches of stem wall all the way around the house. How old is the house?
This is a 1950s brick.
Okay.
That's interesting, Scott. I want to go back to what you just said. Where the soil line ends and before the siding begins, 6 inches should be there.
We call 6 to 8, but code says 6 inches is minimum.
So if you've got a blocked wall, you're going to basically see the top block.
You should see that top block,
that
yes.
That being said, you could fix that grade.
Yes, well, and she says it's a 1950s home, so the thought of that, everything being too high is highly unlikely. We see that more in new construction than we do in the older homes. There is a way to do that, and maybe one of the things you want to do is get some professional landscapers out there to take a look at things for you. But pretty basically, you need that pitch to get away from the house. In order to get rid of stop the efflorescence, gutters and downspouts, downspout extensions are ever so huge. Making sure that your gutters are clean and it's not going over the top into the basement as well. Chris?
Hi, Nancy. This is Chris from Accurate Basement Repair. You can also, if you can't raise the grade, there are some instances where you're able to lower the grade in an area that's further away from the house. So what you're doing is drawing that water away from the house again, because you can't go up any higher from what it sounds like you had described. And a good professional landscaper can do that. It's called dry wells, and that's something that's dug out a little bit away from the house. And then,
and because that area is lower, gravity is going to take that water and channel it through. That's a neat
idea.
Yeah,
so instead of raising the soil next to the house, you're lowering the soil away from the house and forcing the water to go that direction.
Correct.
One more question, Nancy. Where the grade meets your foundation, what is that? Is it landscaping, soil, mulch, gravel? Is it concrete?
Well, the one corner I'm having problems with, one side is concrete and the other side is just plain dirt.
Okay.
Because the concrete can go very close to the siding as long as the concrete is pitched away from the house.
What if it's not?
You have to have it mud jacked, right? Okay. And one of the things you can do is put your garden hose out there when it's dry. Throw the garden hose out there and see where the water's going. If the water's going towards the foundation, that's your problem. If it's going away from it, then that's not the issue.
Let's try that.
What else I've seen? I've seen rain gutters not just clogged with the little trees growing out of them up on top.
That's really bad when they are.
Yeah, it's been a decade since they probably cleaned them. But when you see rain coming down in a hard thunderstorm, that driving rain, and it's just they're not working. In other words, the rain is just going right over the gutter. And where does that rain go? Right down
it
against
goes,
the foundation.
It heads towards the foundation. So, again, at that point in time, your grade away from the house becomes ever so important because that you want to keep that water out of the basement.
Can we get a wider gutter? Can we get wider downspouts?
You can get wider gutters. You can get bigger downspouts. They do make I think they've got a 5-inch gutter out now, which may be overkill. But at the same time, you know, everybody put these gutter guards on. Gutter guards work well, but you have to clean the gutter guards, too. I've seen way too many of them that the gutter guards are full, and the water's just going right over the top of them and going back down into your basement again, too.
The purpose,
it really does, yeah.
Yeah, another thing that I've seen over the years, too, Scott, and you guys can probably both comment on this, a lot of people that'll have landscaping up against the house, you'll have maybe a 6 or 8 foot wide flower bed with some shrubs and bushes and flowers and all that stuff.
And watering
mulch.
Them.
Well, that too, but they'll have a whole bunch of mulch in those flower beds. And when you look at it and you eyeball it, it looks like the grading's fine. But if you took the mulch away, the dirt's actually going back towards the foundation. And
yeah,
there's so much mulch that it just makes it look like
yeah,
it's right.
Yeah, mulch and stones don't shed water away.
That's not going to do
no,
it.
That's not going to do it.
A mulch,
it looks good.
It looks good, but it's not going to do it. Could I put, you said stones. What about compacted gravel in there to make that grade slope away? Would that work?
No, you want what's called a brown soil mix. You don't even want a topsoil because that's too silty.
Okay.
So as you're looking at doing this regrading stuff, it's a brown soil mix. It's actually got some clay. I know clay does not sound good, but it really helps shed the water away.
A little bit of clay is good.
And you start that grade, isn't there a rule of thumb, like an inch for every foot?
1 inch per foot is a rule of thumb, yeah.
Okay.
So if you've got a yardstick and you put the yardstick down, you should be 3 inches
lower.
3 inches lower, yes.
From
yes.
the foundation.
From the foundation, right.
So, Nancy, we hope that helps. And you said the powder on the wall, or it says powder on our screen, but it's yeah. called what, Scott?
It's called efflorescence. It's just a mineral, but what it does tell us, is it a block wall or a poured wall?
It's a block wall.
It's a block wall. If you can imagine you've seen a concrete block that's got the holes in it.
Yeah.
So what's happened at one point in time is that those holes have filled up full of water, and that water's got no place to go, so it ends up drying into the basement, and it leaves this mineral behind. Again, it's not hurting anything, but it does tell us that we've had water in there, and typically when we get the efflorescence, we've had water in there consistently.
Is this the same thing I see, like once in a while I'll see like landscape block out in the yard, and you'll have that white kind of
same
coating.
Thing. Right. Same thing,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
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 That all that concrete, the brick, anything like that, any masonry item will absorb a certain amount of that water, and then as it dries, it pulls this mineral through it.
So let's get to my question here from last segment. Can you paint over that? How do you get rid of it? What do you do with it? What do you do with these basement walls?
Well, it depends if you're selling it and when you're going to be selling it. What we tend to tell people when it comes to the basement repair end of it, if you're looking at selling your house and you're thinking about painting it, you should have a pre-inspection by a certified home inspector or a certified basement inspector or engineer that'll document what the basement looks like before you painted it, so you don't have that misconception by people coming in thinking, hey, you know, they paint the basement to cover something up.
Which is what Bob says quite often on this show, that even a buyer might come through and say, well, it looks nice now, but why did they just paint it? What are they trying to hide?
Absolutely, and as a contractor, when I come in and I look at something that's been freshly painted, and now there appears to be some issues like wall displacement, and I can't explain it because there's no cracks and it's freshly painted, you kind of have to almost assume the worst-case scenario because there's no verification if the wall was like that originally or not. So it always behooves, if you're going to sell, if you're going to be doing any of that painting in the basement, to have that pre-inspection done.
That's some good questions on the show. Nancy, we thank you so much for your question today and your call. After the break, we will continue talking with Chris Mancuso from Accurate Basement Repair, along with Scott Lamar from Honest Home Inspections. Your host is Bob Tarantino. You're listening to the Redefined Realty Show on WISN. If you call in with your questions at 799-1130 or the Acunet Mortgage toll-free number 800-838-9476, you're going to receive this guide from Honest Home Inspections. It's fantastic. And it's learning how your home works. It's a nice guide to have around the house. We've got some left for callers. We're until 10 o'clock in the first hour of the program. And we'll continue after the news. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the Redefined Realty Show. Do you want to be the expert in your neighborhood? Visit RedefinedRealty.com and click on the red My Neighborhood button. Tell us where you live, and we'll send you real-time market updates straight to your email. You'll be the expert in your neighborhood. Before we get started, just a quick message from our sponsors.
For one of the most thorough home inspections and one of the most comprehensive reports in the industry, trust Honest Home Inspections and Milwaukee Mold Inspector. 262-424-5587. That's 262-424-5587. Or visit honesthomeinspections.com. Milwaukee Mold Inspector is a division of Honest Home Inspections.
Hi, Chris Mancuso here of Accurate Basement Repair. At Accurate Basement Repair, we fix your basement issues. Take a good look at your basement. Check the walls for cracking. Look down low for any signs of seepage. Don't risk your biggest investment. Accurate Basement Repair is your resource for foundation restoration and waterproofing. Call Accurate Basement Repair at 414-744-6900. That's 414-744-6900. Estimates are always free.
All right. That is Inspector Gadget and the theme. That's what we call Scott Lamar. He is an Inspector Gadget. He's a board-certified master inspector, lab-certified mold inspector. A couple websites I want to give out right now. HonestHomeInspections.com. MilwaukeeMoldInspector.com is another one. You do radon testing as well, Scott. So we can you can call in with any questions. Talk to Scott Lamar from Honest Home Inspections. Chris Mancuso joins us from Accurate Basement Repair today. Do you have where are you located? What's your website, Chris?
We're located near the airport, and we serve all the counties around Milwaukee. And our website is AccurateBasementRepair.com.
That's easy to remember.
That's an easy one.
I like the websites that make sense. Bob's website, RedefinedRealty.com. For more information, the mechanicals of your house from the foundation on up and things that homeowners do to their house that are just wrong. We're gonna talk about that. Some of the
top 10 list, huh?
Yeah, we should have a Letterman thing going on here. And we also have some of these guides left that Scott's been giving away to maintain your home, learning how your home works. Next hour, we'll offer up some Nary tickets. So when you call, Spencer's just getting your name and address. We're mailing these prize packages out, some good giveaways today on the show. There is a top 10 list, actually, that homeowners do that are wrong. And I don't know if we have time to get to all 10. I want to prioritize it, Scott. Let's start with the first one or one that you think that jumps out.
Yeah, the thing I see the most, and all the realtors know the term, what's called unprotected Romex. And there's a lot of guys that do their own wiring. And most of the time, the two ends, the ends that goes into the box and the end that goes into the outlets is all right. But there's a lot of codes on how this wiring goes through the floor joists, through the walls, things of this nature. So it truly is one of the most common things that we see. We'll walk down the basement and go, well, obviously the electrician wasn't here. This guy did all this himself.
You can tell right away.
I always like the ones where they're running it from one box to another box into like a 15-foot stretch, and there's nothing holding the wire anywhere. It's just kind of hanging there.
Yeah, that just looks unsafe. And I've seen a home, Scott, and I'm not going to mention, but as a friend of mine.
He needs a home inspection, does he?
Took an orange extension cord and used that to hook up some shop lights.
No, that's not right either.
As Romex. And that stands out because it's orange.
It does. Now, what you can do with that, with the shop lights can be plugged in. So you can use that orange cord to go into the shop light and then go into an outlet.
But this was used in lieu of Romex.
Yeah, that's wrong. That's not allowed.
Romex is...
Romex brand, actually. It's brand is Romex. It's a lot like what I call Scott Tissues. You could be using Kleenex brand, and you call it, a lot of people still call it Kleenex, and it's still Scott Tissues.
Like Xerox,
so it's
right?
Basically the same thing, right? Yeah, so it's actually NM cable called non-metallic sheath cable, but everybody calls it Romex as a trade name, I guess it is.
Hey, Chris, if I turn the same list to you from Accurate Basement Repair and what you see homeowners do, is there one thing that stands out that they do wrong that you notice?
The number one thing that people do wrong when it comes to their basement is not pay attention to it. And because out of sight, out of mind, again, that what I mentioned earlier. That
handle it and you don't see it anymore.
Yeah, absolutely. Or that wet sock syndrome. You have to look at it because the majority of the repairs we do are because of deferred home maintenance or owner maintenance neglect, basically. So as a homeowner, if you don't see it, you can't address it. So you definitely have to take the time to go down and look to catch these things early enough so they don't exasperate into something more significant.
This number two here that we're talking about, too much mulch, this is the time of year everybody's bringing in their mulch. And this is what we just talked about, that there's a requirement to have 6 inches of your wall showing at the bottom. That's for a lot of different reasons. Probably the most important reason, I have seen this a few times, is when you get that soil too high and we get a lot of water, that water could literally go over the top of that foundation wall and come into your basement.
Oh.
And there's also a decay issue. When you get, let's say we were 2 inches away from wood siding, we get what's called splashback. So as the water hits the ground, it splashes back up and it will decay that bottom piece of siding. And then once that piece of siding absorbs all that water, it can transfer the water to your sill plate, which is what your house is sitting on. Can be a lot of damage there.
I know a lot of people, too, they'll bring that mulch up to the level of the siding because it looks nicer.
Right, right.
That's always the reason, but it's absolutely wrong.
I don't want to see the end site like concrete block, so I'll do that. Well, there is decorative block, and maybe you can talk about that, Chris, but there's, when contractors build homes now, you can get some of that decorative block for the exterior.
You can get some decorative block, and there are some insulation boards, and a lot of you people have seen it's called pink board, or it's not called pink board, it's insulation board, but most people see it as that pink insulation board. It actually comes in decorative colors now.
Oh, it does.
So if you're building a house, you can get that top layer put in as a more decorative covering. Obviously, it's more expensive, but you can go that route. So then that stuff isn't exposed as the grade is lowered. So that's always a good idea.
Well, if you're really enthusiastic, you can dig down 2 feet and put it in.
Yes.
No board. Bob talks about how important it is to have some fresh mulch in your yard for staging, for dressing up the house when you sell it. What we're talking about is using too much of it, going too high up to that siding level.
Yeah, that's the tricky part. Just stay down, 6 inches is ideal, but you got to stay away from that bottom edge of the siding. Otherwise, you're going to have water and different issues, bugs, all kinds of things start getting in behind that siding.
And some people say, well, it's aluminum or it's vinyl siding, so it doesn't matter. But that water is still getting behind that.
It's not just the wood or cedar.
It's not just the wood.
Can we go from the lower level foundation basement area way up to the attic? And I just want to ask a couple questions. When you do home inspections, Scott, you peek into that attic, right?
I suppose spend most of my life in basements and attics, yes.
Like a bat or something.
Kind of, yeah. Seems so, like it. And a lot of the mold inspections are attic inspections.
I mean, right.
There's so much attic mold in Wisconsin, and mostly there's a lot of different things that happen. There's what's called warm air bypass, which is one of the most common things, where a certain amount of air is getting either from the basement all the way up the chimney into the attic. Somebody puts in a ceiling fan in a second floor level and cuts the vapor barrier, and now you've got an area for that water, for that moisture to get up in the attic.
Now, just think about what you're saying. You've got an exhaust fan in a bathroom on the second level, or I guess in the first level, too, and that exhaust goes right into the attic and ends there. It doesn't go outside where it's supposed to, but they ended in the attic.
Yeah, that was yesterday. Yes.
So you saw that?
Yeah.
So you're shooting moist air from the bathroom.
Warm moist air into a cold attic. And what's going to happen is that because it's cold in there, this warm moist air heads for the coldest section of the attic. Oftentimes, we're looking at the north end of the house. I've seen a couple times where the sheathing on the north side is black and the south side is still okay, but because it tends to head for the coldest area. And that water condenses on the wood, and then the wood absorbs it, and it becomes mold. So
we want that exhaust fan to go outdoors.
Exhaust, well, it's, again, we're talking code here a little bit, is that the exhaust fan must terminate to the exterior of the building. And a house I had yesterday, too, there was a roof vent there, and it was right underneath the roof vent. That's not allowed either. That hose has to seal to the outside.
How big a deal is that? I think people always look at that, oh, my God, I'm going to spend thousands of dollars to run this exhaust fan up through my roof.
That's a piece of cake for a roofer. Roofers love those jobs.
Couple $100 probably,
and they're in and out in a half hour.
Yeah, just like when you get a radon system in, they terminate that through the roof also.
Yes, it has to terminate either through the roof or above the roof.
Now, one other thing on those exhaust fans, and then we'll take a question or two here, but if those fans are clogged, full of lint, We've all seen that, right?
You know,
they don't work as well.
They don't. And recently we were talking about this, and what I really didn't think about was the worst thing for these exhaust fans is hairspray.
Is it really?
With all the fans on, you're spraying the hairspray. This hairspray is really sticky stuff. It gets stuck on the blades, and now the blades start to absorb all that.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
I live with three women in the house.
You need to clean your exhaust fan.
I do need to clean it. I just got done cleaning one of them, and it was like lint, like that gray lint.
It is, yeah.
And I vacuumed it first, and then I kind of took it apart and cleaned it up. And it was kind of clogged. I heard on one of those HGTV shows, I heard Scott, the test is to turn the fan on and take a piece of toilet paper.
Yes, I do it all the time. One piece of just a little sheet.
Yep.
And throw it up there. And if it holds, then your exhaust fan's working okay. I had one this week that the exhaust fan was so quiet, I wasn't sure if it was working or not, so I threw the toilet paper up there. And so
you kids at home, pay attention.
It's a very scientific test. Yeah, right. Throw the paper on the fan. Let's see if it sticks. Yeah. And if it sticks, it's working.
There's multiple uses for toilet paper.
There is.
All right, let's get the Watertown of Christine. You're on WISN. Welcome to the Redefined Realty Show.
Yes, I want to find out about hydraulic cement. You can use it for basements.
You mean for the walls, Christine?
Yes.
And you have some seepage or you have some discoloration, you're thinking about using some hydraulic cement on that?
Yes.
You can. That would be considered in most cases, a short-term solution. But if it's a minor, you can indeed use some hydraulic cement. If you do use that, it's best applied to a wall that is bare, that hasn't had previous paint put on it, because it won't adhere quite as well. You have to do some preparation to apply that hydraulic cement. But you can indeed give that a shot, and if it doesn't work, well, then a more extensive repair may be necessary. But that is a step you can take to see if it works.
Yeah, keep in mind, too, once you make that repair, get outside and look to see if there's anything you can do to keep the water away from the foundation altogether.
Because that's still typically a Band-Aid.
Yeah, we fixed that around the foundation.
Oh, good. Okay, that's a good start.
Okay.
Thanks for the call.
Well, thank you.
Appreciate it, Christine. We appreciate all the calls, and we're going to continue after the news, like kind of a setup for next hour, Bob. We have that NARI show coming up. It's a tour of remodeled homes in May, about a month away from now. It's a weekend show, and we'll give each caller a pair of those tickets as well.
Yeah, that sounds great.
I think Scott gave away.
Show.
Yeah, well, I like it inside homes.
No, absolutely.
Remodeled homes.
Great ideas, and you can come on in and see what people have done, both upstairs and in basements.
I think there's about 20 homes on the tour this year scattered all throughout the state. You just look at the back of your ticket, and you just jump around town, and you get inside these homes and look at the kitchens and master baths and a lot of my favorite rooms, those lower-level
remodels. Nothing better than an awesome lower-level.
Wisconsin has won some national awards for some remodeling here locally.
The man caves.
Absolutely. Or the kids' playrooms now is more like it.
Yeah, that's what the dining rooms turned into. Dining rooms are now the kids' playrooms.
Are they really?
Yeah.
Nobody
ever puts a table even in the dining room anymore.
You know, Bob, that is such a waste. It's this weekend, Easter, and Christmas.
That's it.
It's maybe Thanksgiving. It's used very rarely. That formal dining room that so many people designed, not many people use them. What a kind of a wasted space.
Well, everybody's gone open concept now, so the kitchen is open to the kitchen island, which is open to the great room, and everybody just hangs out there and eats. You grab a spot on the couch, and you have dinner, and somebody else is at the kitchen table. Yeah. The kids are at the island. You don't need the dining room anymore.
No, yeah. No fine china, because nobody wants to do the dishes when it's fine china.
Exactly.
It gets a really nice paper plate.
As we wrap up hour number one, around the table we go. Chris Mancuso, what's your website and let's give out your phone number.
Our website is accuratebasementrepair.com, and our phone number is 414-744-6900. That's 414-744-6900, and Peggy is available to answer your calls immediately.
She can call right now.
She's listening right now. She's probably wondering why I didn't mention this earlier, Paul. She's going to be mad now.
Yeah. He waited an hour to tell us this? Yeah. That's what she's thinking.
She's thinking I came in on Saturday for, yeah.
Yeah. You're located down by the airport, right?
Absolutely, down by the airport. And feel free to come visit us. There's not a lot of window shopping going on for basement repair, but come on down. We'll give you a tour.
It's important stuff. It's the foundation of your house. AccurateBasementRepair.com is the website. And your website, Scott, HonestHomeInspections.com, that's one of them.
That's the main website, HonestHomeInspections.com. We do have MilwaukeeMoldInspector.com and RadonTesting.com.
And, of course, Bob's website.
I think it's MilwaukeeRadonTesting.com.
It is, because I'm looking at it right now.
Glad you got it right.
Yeah. Scott Lamar is with us as well. We call him Inspector Gadget. And then Bob Tarantino, your host, of course, Saturdays run for 2 hours. So hour number two, we'll be back on the Redefined Realty Show on News Talk 1130 WISN. Coming up, news, your weekend weather forecast as well. More calls, those dairy tickets to every caller that calls in. You can call in right now at 799-1130. Or the Acunet Mortgage toll-free number is 800-838-9476.
Did you know that some of the most popular real estate websites are Realtor.com, Zillow, and Trulia? When you list with Redefined Realty, you'll be on all those websites and many more. Best of all, our closing commission is only 3.99%. Visit us online at RedefinedRealty.com. Before we get started, just a quick message from our sponsor.
Since 1961, Carrick Homes has been delivering innovative home designs in unique neighborhoods. Visit CarrickHomes.com. That is K-A-E-R-E-K Homes.com. Or call 414-321-5300 to see how you can with Carrick.
All right, we are back on WISN as we wrap up our number one of the Redefined Realty Show. A quick break for news, your weekend weather forecast. In our number two, Mike Drews is going to join us from the Federal Savings Bank along with Carrick Homes, and John Schlegel is back in studio along with Bob Tarantino, your host. From Redefined Realty, I'm Paul Cronforce. So a quick news here, a break with news and your weekend Fox 6 Easter forecast is coming up next. And stay tuned for hour number two next on WISN. Welcome back. Hour number two continues. It's the Redefined Realty Show on WISN. Bob Tarantino is your host. I'm Paul Cronforce. Switching gears a little, Bob, with your two-hour show now, last hour, home inspections, basement repair. This hour, we are going to welcome back John Schlegel from Carrick Homes, and we've got a brand new guest in studio from the Federal Savings Bank. Mike Drews is here, but first we've got to let this music play out because it's important stuff. Bob, so let's talk about this hour, and we've got some Nary tickets that we're going to offer up and give away as well today.
Yeah, it's
going to
be a great hour. John Schlegel from Carrick Homes, welcome back.
Good to be back.
Yeah, we're going to talk about new construction today. I mean, you talk about a market that is heating up, something that was quiet for 4, 5, 6 years in a row, and now all of a sudden we're really getting back into new construction. So,
and there's a lot of reasons for that, too.
Oh, there are so many reasons for that. So we'll talk all that good stuff. And we've got a brand new guest today, too, Mike Drews from, let's see if I can say this right, the Federal Savings Bank.
That's correct.
Excellent. Welcome aboard, Mike.
Good to be here.
Yeah, welcome to the show. Mike, where's the Federal Savings Bank in town?
Well, my office happens to be conveniently located right inside Carrick Homes' office in West Dallas.
Oh, that's really convenient.
We try to make it easy.
Yeah, and you work with Carrick Homes on financing
there. Yes, my bank has a partnership with Carrick Homes. In fact, when you buy a Carrick home, I'll pay all the closing costs.
Oh, wow. That's fantastic.
I didn't even know that.
One of the things that's a good deal. Hey, John, I mentioned there's multiple factors for home starts, really, in not just Wisconsin, but nationally. Well, part of it is the mortgage rates are still unbelievably low, very attractive to the consumer. That's a big part of it.
Oh, it's huge. It all affects your purchasing power. With rates at, Mike can speak to this, with rates at 4 3/8, I mean, there's no better time to buy. We've got 650 lots available right now for customers to purchase. Excellent home prices. Basically, that parallel existing. So you can get a brand new home right now for the price of an existing home. Get the 10-year structural warranty. Mm. You know, the 1-year bumper to bumper warranty on the home, and have a brand new home to live in. There's nothing like it.
There's nothing like a new home because everything that's in that home. I mean, you've got your fingers all over it. You chose that bathroom, that toilet, that light fixture, everything.
Oh, it's a great way to basically, your individual style, you can express it with your home, and we're there to help you out in every way.
And outside of my first condo, Bob, I told our listeners before when John was on the show, our first home was built by Carrick Homes.
I know. Coincidence, huh?
Coincidence, and we loved it. As I said, it was just a great home, and it wasn't a starter home by any means, John. it was your Cape Cod home, and we had we made a lot of changes to it, and Mike at the time was so Mike Carrick was so open to that.
Oh, absolutely. That's kind of the hallmark of Carrick Homes is the flexibility with the design. We've got four architects upstairs that will help you with that. We've got an entire interior design staff that will help you with all your interior selections. We've got a 9,000-square-foot showroom on 116th and Lincoln to make it very convenient for the customer to stop in, look at everything that's going to go into that home, and a staff that's going to help you coordinate and collaborate with you to make the home absolutely perfect.
Yeah, you know, one of the neat things, too, we work with a lot of buyers at Redefined Realty. I mean, everybody thinks of us for listing their house because of the 3.99% commission, but we work with so many buyers, and what ends up happening a lot of times, you get buyers that are in that, you know, 350 to maybe 500,000 price range, and we're out looking at houses, and you know, we'll see 10, 20, 30 houses, and they can never quite find exactly what they're looking for. And there's a certain point in the process when they all kind of step back and they look and say, you know what, maybe we should build. And they'll say, Bob, start searching for lots. We want to check out some lots. And then we do that. And what ends up happening in a lot of cases is we find them a really neat lot in the school district or the subdivision or wherever they might want it to be. And then we set them up with Carrick Homes, and Carrick can build them exactly what they want. It's really a unique process.
Yeah, and those buyers, they have such a defined aspect of what they actually want in the home, down to the smallest detail. Those people really have to build because there's nothing there in the existing market that's going to fulfill what they want in their new home.
So now, Carrick makes it pretty easy as far as having, Mike, you right on hand in the office for financing.
That's correct.
I mean, how does that work? That's a pretty cool relationship because, you know, you're going to come in there with the potential to build. Building is one thing where, if you've never done it, a lot of stuff is going on. You're not just choosing out a light fixture. You're choosing everything in that home. And then, oh, by the way, we have to think about the financing for this home, too.
Right. Well, first of all, I'll tell you a little bit about the bank. First of all, we're a veteran-owned bank. And since we are veteran-owned, we do put a focus on VA loans for our vets, but we do offer a number of different types of loans depending on what your particular circumstance is. We do USDA loans. We do FHA loans. We do the in-the-box, cookie-cutter, conventional Freddie Mac, Fannie Mae loans as well. Today, I guess I wanted to talk a little bit about some of the lesser-known programs, USDA being one of those. Are you guys familiar at all with USDA?
A little bit, but we could certainly use an education.
Sure. Well, we're not talking about choice beef today.
Oh, that's where I thought we were going.
That's steaks. What I thought we were talking about.
Steaks. Well, first of all, USDA, what is USDA? It's a loan that is essentially is backed and insured by the U.S. Department of Agriculture, and it's supposed to promote homeownership in rural areas.
So this is one of the loans, you don't get this necessarily like in the city of Milwaukee. You start getting out into the burbs to do these kind of loans.
That's correct.
Well, okay.
You'd actually be, so if you were to look at the map, and that's how we do it, figure out whether or not a particular lot or an address is going to qualify for a USDA loan, but the majority of them are going to be in rural areas. First of all, the biggest benefit of a USDA loan is that it does not have a down payment requirement. So you can go into a USDA loan with zero money out of pocket.
Wow. That's pretty unique because you can't do that much anymore. There really aren't conventional loans anymore that do that.
That's,
I know,
right.
I think WIDA you can get into maybe 3% down, but typically at least 5% down on a standard conventional type loan. So zero down is pretty good deal.
Yeah, listeners might be thinking, okay, how does that work?
Well, you know what else this comes to mind? You know, how many times we talk, Paul, where we're trying to get this group of young future homeowners into the marketplace. You know, the 20s and early 30-somethings out there.
They're all renting.
I know. We call them the millennials, you know, for a lot of reasons. Everybody's, like every age group's got a nickname now, it seems. But we need to get this group into the marketplace. And if they can do a zero-down USDA loan on a house, that might be the first step. Because I know the one thing that they all tell me is it's hard to save up money. You're paying for, you know, you're not necessarily making a big wage anymore. You've got car bills. You've got health insurance costs. You've got all this stuff. And saving money isn't the, you know, the easy part of the process. So a zero down USDA loan, Mike, I had a feeling a lot of younger homeowners or future homeowners are going to be interested.
What about qualifications, Mike, for the USDA loan?
Well, there are two biggies. Obviously, this is a rural program, so the number one is going to be geographical. If you find a home in the right area, the second obstacle that you have to clear is income. Now, the income restrictions are that you have to be within 115% of the area median. Now, you're probably thinking, what does that mean? In the Milwaukee, Waukesha, West Allis, those counties, for a one-person family, you're going to have to have an income of under $84,150. So that's not that restrictive.
No, I would say the same thing, and that would make you qualify for
that's
this.
That's one to a four-person family. That number goes up to $111,000 if you've got a family of five.
Wow. And you'd qualify, and again, 0% down for this. How unique is this, and how many people are taking advantage of it right now, Mike?
I'm starting to see a bigger interest in it, especially as the interest in new construction financing seems to have really picked up. One of the nice things about USDA as well is it is a little bit less restrictive as far as people that might have had some hiccups in their credit history in the past, whereas a foreclosure would normally have a 7-year waiting period on a conventional loan. On a USDA loan, there's only a 3-year waiting period requirement from that foreclosure or bankruptcy. So people that might have had some trouble with the whole mortgage meltdown can now start to get back into the market again.
John Schlegel is here from Carrick Homes, in addition to Mike Drews from the Federal Savings Bank. And John, you at Carrick, you work closely with Mike in financing. I built my first home. When I built with Carrick, I was exactly 29 years old. You don't see a lot of 20-somethings, where Bob is saying, now we're saying the millennials, building homes. This would give an opportunity to build a home, you know, if you qualify for this USDA loan, and start building some equity in a brand new home. You could be renting right now and be paying $800 to $1,300 a month, depending on where you live.
Absolutely. And you know, we have such an inventory of quick move homes in various locations throughout the metropolitan area that I think customers would really be surprised the amenities in these new homes.
What you get for the money, you say?
Absolutely. It's, we can go into Prairie Pathways in Caledonia in a brand new home with a hardscape, $244,990.
Wow.
For a Wilshire one with granite tops.
You say with hardscape, that means the driveway?
With the driveway, the walkway, and a patio included.
And granite.
And our deluxe signature open-air shower with dual shower heads, completely ceramic tile. I mean,
this is not what you would say, quote-unquote, a starter home.
Absolutely not. I think the demands of customers have changed, and people really want all those nicer features, and they will last a long time. I mean, you know, you're putting in ceramic tile floors, ceramic tile walls,
granite countertops. That's a forever countertop for most people.
Yeah, if you take care of it.
Yeah, it is. And one of the coolest things that ever occurred on this show was the last time that...
Yeah, I know where you're going with this.
That John was on the show from Carrick, and he talked about the countertop. It was Corian, I believe.
That was Corian.
That,
right.
That has an electrical charge throughout the entire countertop that charges your phone or your tablet as you just set it on it. It just blew me away, and Bob, we've been talking about that ever since.
Yeah, you know, I've mentioned this to a bunch of different people, and they're all looking at me like I'm crazy. Yeah. I'm like, no, I'm serious. This brand new countertop that's come out from Corian, and you can just set your iPhone. I don't know how it all works. That's way too techy for me, but you set your phone down and it starts getting the charge. It's crazy. I see this in every single bar in Wisconsin soon. Now everybody can sit there and have a beer and just set their phone down and it keeps charging for them.
Yeah. I was at 58%. How did I get up to 98%?
Right.
I've just been sitting here drinking beer and my phone charged.
Yeah, but then your wife's going to know where you've been.
That's the one drawback. As long as you get your wife this countertop, she'll be happy, John.
Oh, absolutely.
That's all that matters. Carrick Holmes is with us. John Schlegel. In addition, Mike Drews is from the Federal Savings Bank. In your office, Mike, as you said, it's right inside Carrick's building.
It's truly a one-stop shop.
I mean, that's perfect, really. You can stop by and talk about these financing options. If we want to find out if we want to qualify for the USDA, that's something I go through you.
Yeah, you know, if you're at home listening and you're thinking, you know, how do I get started? You know, what I recommend doing is going right to my website at www.thefederalsavingsbank.com/MikeDrews. That'll take you to my website. At the top of the screen, just click here to apply now. It'll take you about 5 minutes to go through a short application. And once you hit submit, I'll get an email notification, and I'll start working on it right away for you.
Think of that. I can start right now working on that application online, and it just takes minutes to apply. I also noticed at CarrickHomes.com there's a link to you as well.
Absolutely.
So you can go through multiple ways. Great showroom. Carrick has on Lincoln Avenue in West Dallas, right across from, what high school is that?
Nathan Hale High School.
That's right across the street.
That's correct.
It's a beautiful location, beautiful building, and you talk about a one-stop shop in addition to financing, John. That's where we pick out where we decide flooring, carpet, tile, whatever.
Yes, Jackie.
Light fixtures.
Right. Jackie and her staff will meet with you. It has to be scheduled. It's by appointment. And we can go over everything with you from countertops, flooring, cabinetry, everything, all your plumbing fixtures, doors, windows, exactly how you want to. Set the house.
Yeah, I know we got a break coming up here, too, and I want to talk about the model homes that you guys have, Mike, when we come back from the break. And one of the neat things that I've always thought the best way to do this is you go see a couple of the model homes, you get some really good ideas, then you schedule an appointment over at the showroom, and you go through and see all the different options that are available. Oh, my gosh, so
you
much
know,
fun.
Bob has said on the show, from a real estate standpoint, buyers will walk in and have that instant impression. You get the curb appeal as you drive up, but you walk in the front door, and within 5 seconds, you kind of know in your gut.
Oh, yeah.
Is this home right for me? With Carrick, it was the Cape Cod, and it was down in the Franklin area. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you still have that subdivision. It was somewhere near Franklin or somewhere down there.
Sure, I know where you're talking about.
And it was
about.
A Cape Cod. We walked through two or three others. We walked in the front door. My wife and I looked. This is it. We knew right away it's right. What we wanted. There was a loft that caught our attention.
And it was a very dramatic home.
Very dramatic. And it was the Heritage or something like that.
Right.
Well, we knew right away, and that was a model home. We toured the rest of it, but it didn't matter. We knew when we walked in the front door that was a house for us. And it is kind of a gut feeling that you get when you walk into almost every home, John, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And that's why you need to, you know, a lot of people do their shopping online. And we have a new website now that, we have virtual tours on our website, so you can actually let your fingers do the walking and go through the homes virtually. But there's nothing like coming out to the models.
Yeah.
We are going to be closed this weekend for Easter, but next weekend we will be open from noon to 4, both Saturday and Sunday. And we have three locations where you could view our homes. I'm out in Fox Lake Village in Waukesha on the southwest side of the city of Waukesha, and the location there is 1524 Mohican Trail, and Maureen McGuire is out in Oconomowoc, and she's in Longmeadow Subdivision in Oconomowoc at 1200 Winterberry Road, and then Joe Bemke is in Jenna Prairie, and he's located, and Jenna Prairie is located in Oak Creek at 9712 South Mustang Place.
And it's noon to 4.
Saturday and Sunday.
And not this weekend, of course, with Easter, but other weekends. So next weekend, make your plans. And that's a great way to start. Like you said, get inside the homes and get a feel at the model home.
It's a model home. They're decorated. You can get a lot of good ideas for your new home. And we have many lots to pick from in most of those locations.
We'll take that quick break, as Bob said. We're going to come back, and we'll talk to Mike Drews from the Federal Savings Bank. In addition, Carrick Holmes is here, John Schlegel, and Bob Tarantino, your host for the Redefine Realty Show on WISN. In this final part of the program, in the half hour left of the show, if you have any questions on financing, questions for John from Carrick or for Bob, we are going to be offering a pair of tickets to that NARE Tour of Homes, which starts about a month away here in WISN. We've got some giveaways, and you're telling me you have a giveaway as well, Mike? Tell me what you got.
I've got the coveted Federal Savings Bank Sportula.
That's incredible. It's like for the grill, right?
Absolutely. It's right in time for tailgating season.
So, and we are going to give one of those away as well. Is that what you're saying?
I've got two.
We've got two. So, first come, first serve.
You're going to want one of these.
Oh,
they're pretty cool.
Sorry, Spencer, about the music, but I didn't know we were giving those away. I'm looking at them the whole time. I was drooling. I didn't realize what they were for. So, we are going to give away these away. They're spatulas for the grill, basically.
Absolutely.
You're gonna love this. The first two callers, first come, first serve on those, will be giving those away. You're going to love these guys. Great for tailgating. 799-1130 is the number. We'll be right back on ISN. We're back on WISN Sunshine and 34 Easter weekend. We're joined
34?
Yeah.
So, wow.
Did it warm up at all, Spencer? It's got to be warm enough. We're looking at... Oh, it did. It's... well. Yeah, it's about 40 degrees, 41 degrees out right now. Warming up a lot tomorrow. Near 70 tomorrow, chance of rain.
That's what we need, 70.
We're getting there, slowly but surely.
The guys last hour were still talking about the frost in the ground, and
yeah,
it's true. I'm still driving on the roads that are still kind of heaved up, and
yeah,
that's all because there's still frost under there.
A long, long winter. John Schlegel from Carrick Homes is with us from the Federal Savings Bank. Mike Drews. Mike's office is right in Carrick's showroom, which is fantastic, by the way. It's on Lincoln Avenue in West Dallas. So financing questions, questions on new home construction, or real estate questions, buying or selling a home, Bob Tarantino, of course, addresses those every Saturday on this show. Hey, Mike, you gotta offer these, what are they called, sportulas, right?
Oh, sportulas, right. You probably see them at the mall, at the kiosk with the Brewers logo or Packer logo, but I had them custom done to have my name and logo.
I love it. It's we're giving away two. I mean, these are nice. These are for the grill. This is not a little cheap item. These are nice. We've got two to give away in the first two callers, and looks like Lou is getting one of them here from Waukesha, our next caller in WISN. And every caller, not just the sportulas, but every caller after those two is getting the Nary tickets for the show in May. We mail those out, so just get your information over to Spencer. Lou, how you doing? Good morning.
Doing fine. Good morning to you, gentlemen.
Good morning. How can we help you?
My question this morning is, one of the gentlemen, or the gentleman from the Federal Savings Bank, mentioned that if you buy a Carrick home and finance it with them, that they'll pick up the closing costs.
That's correct.
And I'm wondering what the closing costs are and what the amount might be.
Well, that's an easy question.
We like the easy ones.
Closing costs would be zero.
Okay, but what is the Federal Savings Bank actually paying for?
Would
it include title,
sure,
and recording,
yes,
and
that is a good question.
Everything that's,
yeah,
usually involved with closing costs?
There are three pieces of closing costs. What I would call the lender costs, or whatever is done under the bank's roof. My particular bank's lender costs are $13.38 on every loan, so I would be picking that up. I would also pick up your title costs, appraisal, credit reports. So those I would lump into what we call the third-party costs category.
And, Mike, these generally fall under the umbrella of closing costs that we typically hear of, right?
When I hear the term closing costs, I think fees. Now, does that mean that fees are the only thing that you would have to pay when you go to get a mortgage? No. There are some other items that will be required depending on what type of loan you're going for. You know, like any type of government-backed loan, like a USDA loan or a VA loan or an FHA loan, are going to require escrows for taxes,
okay,
and insurance. And basically what that means is that we're putting insurance money or tax money away so that it can be paid at a later date. I'm not going to pay those things, too. just the things. But there are ways we can be creative to potentially cover those things too.
Okay. And can I sneak in one more question? What is the current rate on a 30-year fixed rate conventional loan?
4.375 is our, okay, our standard 30-year fixed rate.
Very well.
And
thank
Lou,
you very much,
I'm glad you, thank you, Lou. Good call. I'm glad he asked. That was my next question, Mike. 4. What'd you say?
375
on a 30-year fixed.
Correct. That's assuming great credit.
Yeah,
and at least 5% down.
Yeah, can we go to a 15-year loan?
I don't have that off the top of my head, but 3.375 seems to ring a bell.
Oh, my gosh.
That's an awful good deal, I'm telling you.
3.3, think of that. So the financing is there. You pick up the closing costs. And if we qualify for the USDA loan, as you mentioned earlier, there's nothing required down.
Correct. And those rates are even better now. First of all, USDA, they make it simple as far as loan types. There's only one. They only do 30-year fixed. There's no 15-year fixed. There are no ARM loans. 30 years is your only option. And depending on what your FICO scores are, those rates are going to be anywhere between 3.875 and 4.25.
Yeah, during the last commercial break, I was asking Mike off the air about this USDA loan and how it relates to Carrick Homes and building a new property. And I didn't quite have this clear in my head, and I'm not sure if I was the only one, but you can actually build a brand new house with zero money down using the USDA loan.
That's correct.
That's amazing.
It's zero down. There is zero reserve requirement, which means that we are not going to need to verify that you've got any money in the bank. We obviously the rates are low. There's low mortgage insurance. USDA mm-hmm. does have required mortgage insurance. But if you're comparing a USDA loan right next to, say, a conventional loan with 5% down, the mortgage insurance is about half.
Yeah, I got to tell you, I mean, for all the first-time home buyers out there that haven't gotten to that point yet, you've got to check into this USDA loan. We're in this unique period of time right now where, you know, we got beat up, homeowners got beat up for 5, 6, 7 years in a row. And now the pendulum has kind of swung back to, at least in my opinion, going the other way. And we might get, who knows, maybe we'll get a 5 or 6, 7 year run of things going the right direction. And if you don't jump in on the homeowners, that market, if you don't get in on that, you're just paying the landlord, and the landlord's getting rich.
That's what renters are doing.
And I understand the whole idea that, you know, you don't have the down payment, you haven't been able to save up that money. But if you could find a lot in an area that qualifies for the USDA loan and then build a brand new house with nothing down, I mean, I can't imagine a better scenario right now.
Okay, I've got a question for John from Carrick. Looking for that lot, finding the mm-hmm. lot, because that's a big part of the home process, the home building process. Mm-hmm. Does Carrick help with that?
Oh, definitely. We've got full-time salespeople that can basically mail you all our plot maps and price lists and actually come out to the lot, walk the lot with you, bring the tape measure, 100-foot tape, site the home on the lot.
I remember the day Mike and I met at ours. It was a slight grade of a hill, and the home we looked at, that Cape Cod, he said, we're going to reverse it, Paul, because of the way the driveway was, it would have been on the... And I started thinking about it, and had he not mentioned that, I wouldn't have even known about it. And just a lot of good advice from Mike that day, and it was a wooded lot, so we took the trees down ourselves. Carrick came in, and voila, the house went up. And every house is different. Our process took a little over 4 months, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Some can take up to 5 or 6 months, right?
Oh, sure. You know, there's a lot of planning that's required.
It's fun, though.
It's fun. It's a great time.
Building a house is a blast.
It's the fulfillment of a lot of dreams that people have over there.
Like, if I'm showing buyers houses mm-hmm. and we get to that point where they're thinking new construction, I can go show them lots that anybody's got listed for sale, and you guys would come out and meet with us and give us an idea of maybe what we can do with the house and where it can situate and will it work and all that kind of stuff?
Oh, definitely. Okay. But, you know, the devil's in the details.
Oh, yeah.
You know, scattered site lots. You know, we have a lot of experienced salespeople at Carrick Homes, and we can help you out with that. Just in particular, there was a lot in the city of Greenfield that a customer was interested in. The brokers all said that the water was there. Well, I checked it out and looked at the as-builts, went down to Greenfield, went mm-hmm. down to the city of Milwaukee, and it wasn't there. Well, that makes a big difference, you know.
So you've got that expense now of bringing it to the property?
But right. But you, at least as long as you know about it, you can fund it. That's the big thing.
Right.
You need to talk to an experienced salesperson that can actually go out to your – if you're contemplating building scattered site – we have to account for all of the costs of construction.
Scattered site, meaning not like a lot that I find through Carrick that's in a subdivision, but maybe I buy 3 acres out in the middle of nowhere.
Exactly.
Okay.
You know where are you going to have access to the highway?
Oh, the well and all of that
well,
stuff.
The well, septic. You know, basically everything. If you have to haul from the site, you know, where are the wetlands on the site?
If you want to live out in the boonies like that and get away from society, which is desired by a lot of people, there are some costs.
More and more people.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, it's not cheap. You know, I mean, to build, you know, to have your own mound system and well. There's significant expense for it. But then you've got the beauty of living in a really natural environment.
It's going to add to the value of that house as well.
Well, and I find, too, the cost of the well and the septic and mounds or whatever you put in, as you finance that over 30 years, that expense monthly becomes actually less a lot of times than what you're paying for sewer and water bills with the city.
John, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, the nice thing about our neighborhoods is that we give you a guaranteed number. You know, so our site prep costs are going to be guaranteed. They will not exceed certain number that we would provide you with, which is very comforting. You know, you definitely want to avoid cost overruns, and with that number, you can take that to the bank. So,
it to the Federal Savings Bank.
That's right.
Now, here's what we're going to do. We gave away that Sportula, but there's one more. So the next caller, Spencer, the very next caller that calls in gets that second Sportula. I love it, by the way. If nobody's going to call, I'm taking it home.
There we go. It is grilling season again.
It's grilling season all the time for me, Bob. I love it. These are very nice ones. So we're giving that away with Nary tickets with a question. Yes, Spencer, not just calling in. You have to have a question for our guests. And we're talking today with John Schlegel from Carrick Homes. Any new home construction question, financing questions, of course, for Mike Drews from the Federal Savings Bank, or a real estate question for Bob Tarantino. This is the Redefined Realty Show. News Talk 1130 WISM. The Acunet Mortgage toll-free line is open, 800-838-WISM. Of course, locally, 799-1130. We'll be right back. Got News Talk 1130 WISN. We're going to take a phone call or two right here, and then we'll talk more with Carrick Homes and with the Federal Savings Bank. Mike Drews is here, John Schlegel with Carrick, and Bob Tarantino on the Redefined Realty Show. I'm Paul Kronforst. Let's go to Al in Muskego. Al, you've got a banking question, I believe.
Well, the question is on that, you know, just talking about some of the federal assistance.
Yeah.
I have a daughter and that's getting married, and they're looking to buy a home or build. And they would like to know what, you know, areas the assistance was in.
That's a great question. We were just talking about this off the air. USDA has a great website, and, you know, if you're sitting at home thinking, you know, does my house qualify for a USDA loan, you can click on property eligibility map, and you can type your address right in. And it'll tell you, yes, you are eligible, or no, you're not.
And you said it's for your daughter, Al. I don't know. How old is she?
They're both about 28.
Okay. Renting currently?
No, actually, they both live at home.
Okay.
It's trying to get rid of them.
Even better.
So they're trying to save up for, you know, a home.
Yeah. Well, this USDA program would be great. I mean, if they can qualify based on the other guidelines and you get them in for zero money down, you get them out of your house, everybody's happy.
Zero money down, and the income level, again, Mike, just to go over that again, was?
Again, it varies by county. If we're looking at, you know, Milwaukee, Waukesha County, the maximum for a 1-4 family is going to be $84,150. It jumps up to $111,000 if you've got a family of five or more.
Yeah, you know, $80,000, that's pretty good household income. There's going to be a lot of people that are going to qualify.
Oh, certainly.
And, and on top of that,
is that the minimum or max?
That's the maximum income.
Oh, I think they're above that, you know, income wise.
Then we might have to take a look at another program, maybe FHA, or do they have VA eligibility?
No.
You know, and Al,
I know their credit ratings were off the charts because they did get pre-approved.
So good credit, and Mike, it goes back to what you said before. The 30-year fixed rate right now is at what?
On a conventional, it'd be 4.375. On USDA, between 3.875 and 4.25.
Those are good rates, Al.
Yeah, I know. We just built a home, and they want our house, but they want to draw a border. And they want, if I'm looking for something, they're looking for something small, starter home.
Sure,
and,
yeah.
You know, does Carrick build something in that 1,600, 1,800 square foot?
John, do you?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Hit your red button, John. I'm sorry.
Definitely, Al. We've got quite a few homes to pick from in that square footage range, from ranch to two-story. So, you know, come see us. We've got Legacy Series homes in that price range and Signature Series homes, which would have more amenities.
I mean, 1,800 square feet isn't even that small, really.
No, it really isn't.
That's a pretty good-sized house.
It's a nice home.
Yeah, it's a good-sized home.
Especially after you build the man cave for another 1,000 square feet in the basement one day.
I was going to say the lower level. The lower level gives you so many opportunities to add some living space. Thank you, Al, for the phone call. We do appreciate it. Can we sneak in one more before the break? We got to sneak in another break. Bernadette and Tulsa, we've got about a minute. Go ahead.
Hello?
Go ahead, Burnett. We don't have much time, but go ahead.
Hey, I know you work with real estate investors, and I was wondering if you have some banks that you're working with that do non-season loans?
Non-season. Tell me exactly what you mean by that.
Well, basically, I'm looking for that if you do an investment and then you rehab the house and you want to refinance, that they're not waiting for 6 months or a year.
Okay, yeah, there are lenders out there that are going to do that. A lot of times it's going to be a portfolio-type loan. Off the top of my head, I don't know that I could give you a name. I'm not sure, Mike, if that's something that you guys would get into, but...
We're going to need 6 months.
Yeah, okay, so you're going to find that almost everywhere you go. But if you want to call us off the air, send me an email. You can I can certainly look into it a little bit more for you.
Let's give your number out, Bob, at Redefined.
Sure. Yeah, redefinedrealty.com or 262-732-5800.
And we thank you so much for the phone call, Bernadette. We'll be right back on News Talk 1130, WISN. Joining us is Carrick Holmes, John Schlegel, and from the Federal Savings Bank is Mike Drews on News Talk 1130, WISN.
Thanks for listening to the Redefined Realty Show. I hope you took something valuable away from today's show and enjoyed it enough to join us again next week. Listing your home is easy with just a quick phone call to our offices at 262-732-5800 or online by clicking the green List Now button at redefinedrealty.com. Thanks for the opportunity, and we hope to talk to you soon.
We are back on WISN as we wrap up the Redefined Realty Show. Bob, only a minute or two left in the show. The MVP program is something we didn't mention yet for Redefined.
Yeah, you know, we came up with this program a few years ago. It's for our military, our veterans, and all our public safety people, police, fire, EMS, you know, dispatch, everybody involved in that. At closing, not only do we have the 3.99% closing commission, but we take $200 off for all of our MVPs. It's just a spectacular program, our way of saying thanks to all the hardworking people out there that are serving us every day and taking care of, you know, the day-to-day craziness that's out there in the world right now.
And speaking of veterans, and Mike, you've got something that we just did not have enough time to talk about today, but let's at least
mention it. Yeah, I'll touch on it real quick. And one of the most common situations that I run into is maybe a veteran used his VA eligibility to buy his starter home years ago, and he's ready to move up. Maybe his family has grown and the home just doesn't fit their needs anymore. A lot of times veterans think that they can't qualify for more than one VA loan at a time, and that is simply a misconception. You can get a second VA loan if you meet two criteria. You have to either document your family growth or you have to have been relocated at some point, which I think most people in that situation could meet.
So if we have questions on that, veterans listening right now, they can contact you. And, Mike, let's give out your information. You're in the office at Carrick Holmes. What's the best way to reach you?
Best way to reach me is by phone. You can reach me at 414-704-8853.
And, of course, linked up at CarrickHolmes.com as well. Thanks for giving away the sports show list, too, today.
You're welcome.
Those are fantastic. And we'd like to thank John Schlegel from Carrick Holmes. It's Easter weekend, but next weekend you've got Model Homes open.
Model Homes will be open noon to 4, both Saturday and Sunday, at three locations in Waukesha and Fox Lake Village, at 1524 Mohican Trail in Oconomowoc and Longmeadow subdivisions. You can meet Maureen McGuire at 1200 Winterberry Road, and in Oak Creek and Jenner Prairie subdivision, meet Joan Bemke at 9712 South Mustang Place.
Thank you, John Schlegel. Appreciate your time to CarrickHolmes.com, and Bob, for you, RedefinedRealty.com.
Talk to you soon.
Everybody have a great Easter. Thanks for tuning in. Stay tuned for Annex Wealth Management up next on ISN.